Ever wondered why some teams just click while others crumble? It often comes down to identity, knowing who you are, what you stand for, and how you show up when it counts. I ran a session today that reinforced how attitude, standards, and intent shape everything in sport, in business, and in life. When you know your identity, you play with confidence and connection. When you don't, things fall apart and fast. Let's unpack how getting clear on who you are can transform how you perform. I'm Ian Hawkins, and this is Sport is Life. The purpose of sport, as I see it, is to see your vision become a reality, find your voice, create strong connections, and learn to trust your body. Setting them up for 2026 season. And one of the ways that we did that was talking about this concept of identity of them as a team and their own individual identities. And what are some of the areas of identity that were going to be important for them to be actually showing up their best and performing at their best next year? So if we look at identity, it's an individual thing. Like, who are you? What do you bring to the table? And whether it's sport or your work, any area of life, there are certain things about you that are going to be unique and that you do better than most, and they're the most effortless to bring to the table. But more often than not, they come so easy to you, you don't even think about it. So that's one of the areas we were looking at. But we're also looking at this broader concept of team identity. Like, what do they want to stand for? What do they want to be known as? And moving up an age group, and some of the previous teams, so this is a school team, the previous couple of years, well, actually probably a long history of this particular team that hadn't performed consistently at a high level. In fact, they haven't had a great deal of success over a fairly long period of time. Been working with them now for a while. The guy running the show there is doing fantastic work, and the from grassroots up all the way to the open teams, it's really building, and we're building momentum, but we need to continue to evolve things. They need to continue to evolve things. And it's about finding that identity. Like, who are they? Like, what do they want to be known for? And as we dug deeper, like, some of this came from the planning work, doing that with the head of the football program around, well, like, what is the DNA going to be, but also getting them to not only buy into what the football program as a whole is looking to do, but also like they're what they can bring to that. And it's funny what we talked about in terms of how they wanted to play as a program. It's what the boys come up with as well. And we did talk a lot about the importance of having the right intent, so what they wanted to bring to the table, and some of the important parts about around that, and how important attitude is above the technical aspects, true for lots of different parts of our life as well. But then it was like, well, what are the parts that you're going to bring to that collective identity, and helping them drill down into not just something that, you know, a buzzword or something that's just going to be a word in a page, but what's going to be unique to you, to them? What is it that they're going to bring to the table? So we talked about all the different aspects, and some of the things they talked about were, one guy in particular talked about passion, and that really fitted to him from what I'd seen from him playing previous games. There was the coach was talking about a couple of players and their physicality, their aggression. Just ask those guys, is that something you'd put down or to do with your identity? And they hadn't put it down. It was almost like they were, no, they didn't. They probably saw it as important, but again, it was like almost like, oh, yeah, of course I've got to do that. So this is what it can be like for us when we look at our own identity. Is it sometimes that it just seems just who we are. Like I didn't know that was important, but that's why it's important to have these conversations, to be able to externalize and unpack what it is you do well, and then get advice from other people, ask them what they think. And even those things that you think are easy, they're only easy for you. Make sure that you're really clear on what that thing is that just comes so effortlessly, and really celebrate it, bring it to the table. Make sure you've got it written on your plan. So we built these individual identities around what they were going to bring to the table, and a few of them talked about leadership. And ultimately, the point I made was that if you all do those things that you talked about, that you know that you'll do well consistently because it'll be easy, that's how you lead. You lead by doing that at the best possible version you can, realizing just what a gift that is for you. And instead of going, oh, it's just what I do, it's like, how can you do it even better? How can you double down on that, triple down on that, bring even more of that to the table? Because when you realize just how valuable you are and realize just what a good job you do at that particular part of your identity, you strengthen your identity, you become more of the person that you are, that you're meant to be, that is so natural to you. And other people want to come with you because, like I said, you're leading just by being yourself. And when everyone's doing that collectively, working towards the group's identity, then all sorts of magic can happen. By the end of it, and with input from the players and input from the coach, the head of football, and the things I was adding to the mix, by the end of it, I just wanted to run out there and play because everyone was excited about this collective buy-in. What they were all going to do individually that they felt so comfortable doing because it was just for them being themselves. And then we talked about the things we wanted to do in terms of play with intensity, with intent, with aggression. We wanted to be the fittest team. We may not necessarily be the most skillful team in the competition, but we're going to make sure that when people come and play us, then they're going to know they've been in a battle. And it was just a great example and a great reminder to me just how important it can be to distribute back to basics. Who are you at the es at your very essence, and who do you want to be as a team? And if you look at your own life, what is that thing? What is it that you do really well? Just you don't think much of it. The clue is sometimes it feels like a curse. Sometimes it feels like something that you can never be really be great at. And it's a bit of a contradiction. You're fantastic at it, but you kind of always feel like the best of it's a little bit out of reach. So you don't see how good you are. But the beauty of that is you'll never rest. You'll always try and make that area of yourself better. And you'll always strive to improve it. And when you look at that and you look back at that particular area of your life, at how much work you've put into it, that's why you are better than most people, because you've worked so hard in it. Talk about the 10,000 hours of high performance. This is more like 100,000 hours because you've been doing it nearly your whole life. Somewhere along the line, you saw a part of you that felt like a gap. So you worked really hard to improve it. It comes so naturally now, you don't even realize that it's a gift. You don't even realize it's a strength. Find that thing. Whether you, I was actually just having this conversation with my son as well, and he was talking about, there are different times where he's not feeling energized, and I'm like, well, I know what that used to be like because I was doing work that wasn't suited to my natural personality, to my strengths, and I rattled off about three different situations where I said, when you do this, this, and this, do you feel energized? He said, yeah. I said, so the problem's not that you've you're lacking energy. The problem is that you're spending too much time in areas that just don't suit who what you do naturally well. So find that thing that gives you energy. For me, conversations, like I literally get into conversation, having small group conversations, one-on-one conversations all day, every day, just energizes me. I naturally want to make people feel better about themselves. Comes easy. Come back to that curse for me. Never felt good enough. Never felt like I was able to do this thing, lacking self-beliefs, lacking confidence. So there are still times where I have that experience, so I continue to work on that. But because I've been working on myself in that area for all my life, I've got really good at helping other people. I know the roadmap of improvement. I know how to help people do the same, and there's an area of your life that will be exactly the same. Then when you can work that out, or if you're a leader of people and help your team to do that, that's when you can get some real magic. And if it's a family unit you're talking about, again, some of the work I do in family coaching, get them all to use the identity tool that I use, help them to really see what they bring to the table. We look into more specifics around their background and their story, and we get an even clearer picture. Get them to do that, help them see that all the different people of that team, how they're going to cooperate together, how they're going to get the best out of each other, connect at a deeper level. That's when anything's possible. You get an enjoyable, happy environment, high performing, consistency. Yeah. It makes whatever you are doing worth doing. And if that's just life, then makes life worth doing. It makes things, like I said, you just start getting excited for the future, and you just start to see that maybe I can get some of these results that have been out of my reach for a long time. You've taken the time to listen to this whole episode. Now it's time to take action. Commit to one thing you've learned today and make it happen. And to avoid any obstructions, join the Sport is Life movement by clicking on the link in the show notes.